The Youth's Instructor, March 8, 1900, Justification by Faith, Part 2. Abraham's great act of faith is recorded for our benefit. It teaches us the great lesson of confidence in the requirements of God, however close and cutting they may be. And it teaches children perfect obedience to their parents and to God. By Abraham's obedience, we are taught that nothing is too precious for us to give to God. But many do not know what self-denial and sacrifice for Christ's sake mean. Should God speak to them as he did to Abraham, saying, "Sacrifice your possessions, your temporal benefits that I have lent you, to advance my cause," they would be astonished and think that God did not mean what he said. God knew to whom he spoke when he gave the command to Abraham. Abraham knew that one faithful and true had commanded, one whose promises are unfailing. Had God commanded him to offer his gold, silver, or even his own life, he would have done so, knowing that he was only yielding to God his own. God requires no more of man than he in his infinite love has given. The grief that Abraham endured during those 3 days of trial was imposed on him that he might learn the lesson of perfect faith and obedience, and that we might comprehend the self-denial of the father in giving his son to die for a guilty race. God surrendered his son to the agonies of the crucifixion, that guilty man might live. Legions of angels witnessed Christ's sufferings, but they were not permitted to interpose as in the case of Isaac. No voice was heard to stay the sacrifice. God's dear son was mocked and derided and tortured till he bowed his head in death. What greater proof of his pity and love could the infinite God have given? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The Apostle Paul says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." God calls for faith in Christ as our atoning sacrifice. His blood is the only remedy for sin. For us he arose from the grave and ascended to heaven to stand in the presence of God. He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. When we take hold of his wonderful truth by faith, we shall say with Paul, "We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." We behold the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Such a view of Christ irradiates with glory the Word of God. It lays for our faith a foundation. It sets forth a hope to every believing soul. Well may we bow our souls before the majesty of this precious truth.